Now, I will say there are some topics in Shin Lamed Tes which we did not complete, and I'd like to complete them with you very briefly. Towards the end of when a person is just nifter. So what you do is, first of all, kevan shenata adam lamos, right before the guy dies, you're not allowed to leave him. You have to be with the person when he's nifter. Rebbe Akiva Eiger points out, even if this means not davening, you can't leave a person alone to be to die. That it's what
the whole parrot mishmeis.
No, that's the shomer.
After the shomer, technically, is that you have to protect the mace from the achbarim, but to not die when you're alone
right.
is, if I remember correctly, it's not beferish in the Gemara. That comes from like Mavra Yabok's and Sfarim of that sort. But we pass in this way, and therefore, you should even not Davin. That's what it says in Reb Kiva Eger. If it's Yigiyah's man tefillah, al yetzi mishom lehispalel. He quotes that from the Sefer Chassidim. The din is that we learn from Pesukim by Yaakov Avinu and by the other Avos that the Torah writes by Yesuf Meraglov El Amita. That means that the feet should not stick out from the bed. You're not allowed to move a Golsis. So the way you make sure that the feet don't stick out from the bed is you put lots of chairs around. And as such, the raglayim of the nifter are always going to be underneath stuff. Yeah. You're a Kohen. You shouldn't have any kashas on this. Yeah.
Is that what the Moses says go down?
If someone says go daven,
the
Gose says go daven. Yeah. So again, in other words, on the one hand, we're right, Shemati Tarif Daito Allah. On the other hand, you're not supposed to leave him alone. It's an interesting Shaila. I don't know what Shaila I got a couple months ago. Is someone's with his father. The guy's texting me the whole time. Like, what do you do about someone's supposed to go see? So I just assumed he's a shul rabbi. I assumed it's like someone in his shul. It turned out it was him. It was the rabbi. And his father was there. And he's with his father. So he asked me the shayla that it's after chatzais, before the zman of tefilas mincha. Should he daven mincha after chatzos? Or wait until the zman of tefilas mincha. The assumption was that he'd be an onim then, and he couldn't daven. There's a few brothers, so they kind of could have flipped around. The father would not have been nifter alone. So that's a shaila, whether you're yotzei tefilas mincha b'diavad if you daven after chatzos, before the chatzis shaah after chatzos. There seems to be a steer in Tosfos on this Nakuda. Tosfos, I believe in Nida, says that you're not yotzei. Tosfos in Sochem says that you are. I think in Shulchanach we told him that you're, it says Shulchanach that you're not yotzei. Even B'dievet says, this guy don't daven mincha. So Yitak was an onein, and he didn't daven mincha. After the fellow is nifter, so the din is that you take the person off of the bed where he is, and you lower him to the ground. The minig is that you don't take someone off of the bed until 20 minutes have passed. That's when the minig of Satmar is you wait 30 minutes, 20 minutes is that at that point we know for sure that the guy is dead. Until that point happens, we don't know for sure that you're dead. I remember with my aunt, I was with my aunt, my mother was there, and like my cousins are there, so my mother doesn't like being alone, so I went there to be with my mother when her sister was nifteres. So after she was nifter, so what do you do? So your mechasa pnei hameis, you cover the nifter with a sheet. You don't use a heavy blanket or the like because we don't want the nifter to begin to smell. So you use a small sheet. The minhag is that we open a window. There's a discussion in the Geshe Haim. You open the window before the Ptira, or right after the Ptira. The idea is, like in Sefer HaChassidim, it says that like the neshama kind of goes out through a window. We light a candle. The minig by Chassidish Rebbes is that they're like 26 candles, Kemispar Shem Havaya, all around, if you see, like on the yeshivaworld.com, whenever somebody is nifter. So the guy's lying there, right, on the ground, and there's like 26 candles all around him. These are minhagim, again, mostly based on the Sefer Ma'avar Yabok. We ask mechila from the fellow, and we do what's called a hashkava. We put him on the ground. We put him on the ground with the feet facing the door to leave. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is that you put the fellow, you put the nifter directly on the ground. Ki ratzu avodah as hafara, that the offer of Eretz Yisrael is mechaper on him. The minig in Chutz La'aretz is that we put straw underneath, where you keep like the sheet underneath him. You don't put the fellow on the straw directly. You ask mechila from the fellow before you lower him. The minig is that we, after we put him on the ground, we open the feet so that they're, the feet are uncovered, etc. And the chevra kadisha, and then the chevra kadisha comes and they take care of things. After the fellow is nifter, so there's a concern that what's called rigor mortis will set in. Rigor mortis is that after you die, your bones, like, so you have a little bit of time. We try to move the body in a way that he's not like all over the place. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you tie up the mouth. The mouth, it's like considered not a kovedik. If the mouth is lying there, so we tie it up. If it's on Shabbos, you can't make a real kesher, you just tie it up with a bow. Lighting the candle, obviously we don't do on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's a whole discussion in post, can be allowed to light the candle. Is this considered Havara Latzairach? Is this considered Havara Shalol Latzairach? The conclusion of the majority of postkim is that we light the candle on Yom Tov. Also, we assume that it is considered a Havara Latzairach. Again, the Chevra Kadisha knows what to do. It's important that you should try to have Yidin be metapa with the person rather than Goyim. It's assumed not to be Bakovedik. The practice is that we don't leave the person alone even after he's nifter, but in that situation, you're not mechayiv to be in the room. That's the regular din of Shemira, which the Gemara in the third parak of Brachos says is only Shemira min ha'achbarim. So you want to make sure that the rodents don't get to the body, so therefore, even if you stand outside of the room, you can do that. Once you're outside of the room, you could say Tehillim. It's not assumed to be a din of Layeg L'Rush. We don't do mitzvahs in the presence of a nifter, etc. It says in Shulchan Aruch, I remember when my aunt was nifter, so I'm like kind of the family rabbi. So they ask, what do you do now? So I'm like, well, we pour out the water. They're like, Schwartz, you're nuts. What do you mean you pour out the water? Where do you get this? It's in Shulchan Aruch. This is in the Shvichas Mayim, right? Shin Lamed Hasif Dalet. Shin Lamed Hasif Hey. The minig is that you pour all the water out. You pour out the water from a shchuna. A shchuna is a discussion in the Gemara. Is that one by is two batim? Does that mean two batim on each side or not? And does it mean the Geshe Haim discusses if you're an eft in an apartment building? By the way, in terms of Tumas Kachanim issues, these are disasters. Life in the Heights or death in the Heights is more difficult than elsewhere because everyone lives in apartment buildings, and like for Kohanim issues, it's difficult. We'll talk about that when we learn Tumas Kachanim. The Geshe Haim discusses when we speak about the Shchuna, is that only side by side or is that up and down? Also, that there's a Din of Shvichas Mayim. The Pashtus is Azoy. There are two reasons for the din of Shvichas Mayim. Shach and Seif Katan Tess, right? One reason is that Motzi Diba, you're not supposed to say bad things. So we don't want to say that somebody was nifter. So you have a sign to show that people were nifter, which is that you pour the water out. Everybody knows that means that someone was nifter. The other reason is like Heebie Sheebie World's reason, which is that the Malach HaMaves has a tipa that is tipa of dam, which is still around, and that tipa might end up in the mayim. Now that tipa ends up in the mayim, so it's Malach HaMaves stuff, it's very bad. According to the second reason, there is a discussion here in the Pisrei Tshuva that it might be a sakona to use this water. And although we paskin that in Isser Veheter things are batal b'shishim, but sakanta is not going to be batal. Chamir sakanta misur, it says in Yerdei Kuf Tazayin. So therefore, the Pesach and Teshuvah has a whole discussion about what's can whether it's, the water is bottle, whether the water is not bottle. The Geshra Chayim tainas as follows. He tainas that in the room where the person is nifter himself, right, cheder is l'chari the same as bias. By mezuzah, there is a din uksafdam al mezuzah beisecha, but we paskin that you don't have a mezuzah only on the front door. That used to be what the Amei Haaretz in the medieval period felt, but we assume that every room in the house requires a mezuzah. The word bias in halacha means room. It doesn't mean house, the way it's commonly called. So says the Geshra Chaim, the room where the person is nifter, so in that room, the reason of Charbo Shamala Chamoves applies. Elsewhere, so the reason of Charbo Shamala Chamoves does not apply, but elsewhere, it's just the sign that the person was nifter. Consequently, says the Geshra Chaim, that whatever discussion there is about Bittul, and whether that water is going to be bottled only applies to the water that was in the room where the person was actually nifter. So I remember when my aunt was nifter. So I told the family, you have to pour out the water. So people get very nervous. What does the water mean? It happens my cousins who live in the house where my aunt was nifter, they're very into drinking water from Brita filters. So I told them all the water that's in the refrigerator from a Brita filter that you have to pour out. It says in the Geshra Chaim that soda, water that is full of carbonation, you don't have to pour that out. That's not considered pure mayim, or the carbonation would be mevatel, the tip of the malach hamoves. Don't ask. The poskim say that if someone is neherag, if someone is killed, so the Charbo Shamala Chamoves isn't there. By the Arachayim HaKadosh famously writes in Parshas Vayigash that the Bechira of human beings can be such that we can kill somebody, and it's Ki'ilu Ve'Eibishter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Ki'ilu, is not doing it, like we're responsible, so the Malach Hamoves is not there. So therefore, if someone is a Neherag, so the Geshra Arachayim time is that there's no reason the Tipa Shamala Chamoves. Melo, the only reason is the other reason of the Shach, the reason of not to be Motzi Diba. As such, right? As such, etc., there would never be a Shaila of not having Bittul on the water by a Neharag. Yeah.
The source for the Neharag, says that
this is my problem. The Kaila's saying Bombas for this year. I'm getting in trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Tezis says that. Generally, Tisha Shemal Chamoves always hits it over first, but the Tezis Cheshbon is that the mob is killed, so the over is still alive. Then, so that's probably the source for this thing.
Right. I mean, so actually, the Geshra Chaim, if I'm not mistaken, references yeah. that. These are some of the issues. On Shabbos, right, there is no Avelos Noheg, so therefore, the din of Maitzi Diba doesn't apply. The Maitzi Diba is that you want to tell people that so-and-so died and therefore Avelos is going to begin. On Shabbos, Avelos will not begin, etc. There's a discussion in the Pesach Tshuva about, by the way, this idea of like the water with carbonation is based on the Pesach Tshuva and Isay, who says that frozen water you don't have to pour out. There's a discussion in the Pesach Tshuva about if a Nefel dies, is there a din of Shvichos Mayim, or there's no din of Shvichos Mayim. There is, let me just finish up two more Ha'aros. In Eretz Yisrael, in many places, and in some buildings in the city, you have like a tower of water on top of the building. You know, we speak about this in our Hilchos Shabbos Shiurim. So if you hold that the din of Shchuna goes up and down, not only side by side, so what about the water up on top? So the Geshra Chaim says that he discussed the Shaila with the Posek, and the Posek said, well, the water up on top has Arpa Imsa, and if there's Arpa Imsa, it can't be a problem, it's not the Kapo Toma. So the Geshra Chaim says, I'm not talking about Toma, I'm talking about the Tipa Shamalach HaMoves. Second of all, he gives a whole cheshbon for those of you who were in the Shir from Mikvais. He says, well, the standard water tank in Eretz Yisrael on top of the building does not contain Arpa Imsa because it's this big, not that big, etc. Like, wow. Okay, like, so we throw Hilchos Mikvais back into Hilchos Avelos because everything is totally zebezeh. If you die before the leidos, then clearly there's no tipa shamal hamavas. That's what he speaks about. The nefel that there is a discussion is if they die after Leida. If they die before Leida, so it's not Kiddush HaMacham Avos, that's the sugya that you were referencing. Mr. Danish.
So if someone's Nerag on Shabbos,
either way. Like, can you speak louder?
Yeah, someone's Nerag on Shabbos.
So Nerag on Shabbos. So there's no Dinah Shrikos Raya at all, right? In other words, both reasons don't apply. Enochanami. Yeah, we should not have to deal with these shaylos, but yeah.
You mentioned loads regarding loads of people that would be shy on Shabbos, but what about to tell people to stop saying no?
To tell people to stop saying Tehillim. So I don't think that's considered multi-diva, because you could stop saying Tehillim for one of two reasons, for a good reason or a bad reason. There's also an Indian of saying Tehillim with Eloi Nishmas Hameis. Yeah.
Now, what about by a window in which, let's say, the person's lived there, there is no window there?
There's no window.
Is it better to move it to? Move
you don't move the mace unnecessarily. No. When someone is nifter, you wait till the Chevra Kadisha comes, and the Chevra Kadisha takes him out, and they know what to do. There's another important din that all the tubes. The din is that if you're nifter, so the dam has to be nikbar with the nifter. That means the dam that comes out after the Misa. There's a suffix d'oraisa, the Pashtus, about dam that you're not sure if it came up before the Misa or after the Misa. Dam that came up before the Misa is not metame at all. Oftentimes, people in hospitals or the like, in Rabbi Jason Wiener's sefer about hospital care and these types of inyanim. So sometimes when a person's in the hospital, they have tubes all over the place. There's going to be blood in the tubes. So what do you do in these cases? It could be that taking the tube out, there's still a chiyuv of kavura on the blood that's inside that tube. There's a whole discussion we'll talk about when we do inyanei kavura about the false teeth, about the wig that you're wearing, etc. We'll have to talk about that. Generally speaking, the Chevra Kadisha knows. I remember one time, I was with a woman who was nifteres, and the rings, the tabais, were not kosher with them. But if you don't take the ring off beforehand, so the body tends to like swell a little bit, or the woman was sick before, and I forgot exactly why, we couldn't get the ring off. So what do you do in that case? Yeah, so whatever. These are issues that we spoke about in Hilchos Nidah, like using lots of soap and twirling it around. I don't think we assume that. I think that's only because Mayim Akdimin, when we bury people, we bury them in the ground. We don't bury them in the Mayim. But these are some of the dinim in Simin Shin Lamed Tes. Again, these are dinim that are important to know, but we shouldn't have to deal with them. Okay, Simin Shin Mem is about Kriya. It's about Kriya. The Shaila is, why is it that there is Kriya? Right, just on a fundamental level, what's the reason for the Kriya? So one reason is Le Orer Hatsar, that you want people to feel worse. You want the Avel to feel worse, to really appreciate the loss. So that's why you tear Kriya. Another reason for tearing Kriya is Fakeret. The Gesher Chaim points out that we don't want the person to feel so bad. And as a result, because we don't want the person to feel bad, you rip a shirt or you rip something, and the person feels bad about the shirt and doesn't feel as bad about the relative who is nifter. These two reasons go in opposite directions. There's also a shaila about when you do the kriya. In the Meseches Machais, it says that you do the kriya when you're magia l'dayin ha'emes, no? And that's quoted in Simin Shin Lamed Ches, right? That it says that you do the Kriya when you are Magia L'dayin Ha'emes. That's part of the Tzedek HaDin that we recite. And part of that Tzedek HaDin involves Baruch Dayin Ha'emes, etc. So that is the proper time to do the Kriya. The Shach writes that it says here in Se'if Aleph that you're supposed to Shach Sif Katan Gimel, that tzarech lekriya kodem sheyistoyim et pnei hames. You should do the kriya before you yistoyim pnei hames. So what does that mean? So the Gesher Chaim is marech. It could mean yistoyim pnei hames before stimas hagolo, before the burial is completed. It could be yistoyim pnei hames means that you're supposed to do the kriya before yechasa pnei hames, before you cover the nifter up with that cloth that we spoke about beforehand. The minhag me'ikar hadin is that you should do kriya b'shas yitzias neshama for everybody. If any adam kasher, you should tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama. Certainly for a relative, the pashtus says you should tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama. We don't do this anymore. We don't do this. We don't tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama for one of two reasons. One reason we don't tear the kriya is because it's so important to have people around b'shas yitzias neshama, that din that we mentioned earlier from the Sefer Hasidim or whatever. If you're going to insist that they tear kriya, they might hesitate to be with the person when the person is nifter. That's a reason certainly the post can say most often doctors are the ones present, or nurses are present, b'shas yitzias neshama. So the post can say that you should not be mechayiv them to tear kriya, because or else they'd be hesitant to be around. Another reason is because there are dinim in how to properly tear kriya, which begadim you tear, when you where you tear, etc. So many people don't know the proper dinim of kriya. So therefore we delay the kriya until we delay the kriya, that we don't do the kriya b'shas yitzias neshama at all. We do the kriya usually later on. The place can say, since me'ikar hadin, midina de gemara, you're supposed to tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama, so therefore you shouldn't not do any element of kriya, and the doctor also has a chiyuv to tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama, so you should tear a little bit at the bottom of your shirt. It's not clear at all in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Mem where it says you're supposed to tear the Safa, you're supposed to tear by Ova V'Imo, you tear the upper collar, and by everybody else, you don't tear the upper collar, you tear the middle of the shirt, or the like. Am I not yotzei at all if I tear the bottom? So the fact that the Acharinim say that when you're present b'shas yitzias neshama, you should tear a little bit at the bottom, even though our practice is that we don't tear b'shas yitzias neshama, that would seem to indicate there's some kiyum of kriya at that time. I remember again when my aunt was nifteres, so one of my cousins is a Talmud Chacham. He's like involved in Yeshivas Chafetz Chaim. So he's like, you know, should we tear kriya now? So I tell him, listen, the minig is that even the aveilim don't tear kriya b'shas. B'shas yitzias neshama. He's like, I really want to tear kriya. That's the din. So we tore a little bit of kriya. I tore a little bit of kriya for him, because that is the ikar din. The Gesher Chaim writes that no, someone wants to be mekayim the ikar din. You certainly are mekayim the ikar din. But the practice for those two reasons is that we don't tear kriya b'shas yitzias neshama. Now, let me just finish the thought a little bit. At that time, you're an oinein al pi halacha. You're not supposed to do any mitzvahs. The Balei HaTosfos comment, I think, from Rashi in Brachos Yud Zayin, that the reason why you don't do mitzvahs is shelo yasiach daitel, from the mace. So this notion that the reason why you tear kriya is dafka, to focus on your shirt, not to focus on the nifter, I don't understand at all. I don't understand that reason at all. The first reason, to be ma'ur the tsar, I do understand. There's a third reason, though, that the Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolios quotes in his Haggais in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. By the way, it's very kedai to read those Haggais from Ephraim Zalman Margolios. They're very geshmak. Ephraim Zalman Margolios quotes a reason. This is also found in the Pisgei Tshuva over here, Bahavla'a. The Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margolios says that it's preferable that the Aveil himself not tear kriya, because you're misbayish more and you have more agmas nefesh when someone tears kriya for you. Now that expression, that when someone tears kriya for you, there's more agmas nefesh, is an expression that appears in the Gemara in Chafav. where the Gemara says a katan mikar in also mipnei agmas nefesh, that makes it a shulchan aruch seif of Zion. That means l'cha'ira that by a katan other people dare to do the kriya for him, but the pashtus is that by anyone else you should tear the kriya yourself. You should not have other people tear the kriya for you, which is against the first line in the Piskei Tshuva, that other people dafka should tear the kriya for you. That's a din dafka in the katan, that other people should tear the kriya for you. But by a regular person, a regular avel who's not a katan, the pashtus is that you should tear the kriya yourself. The Gemara in a number of places writes that, like Daf Chaf, the Gemara has a story about a Meimar, that they come to him and they tell him that your father died, he tears kriya. They tell him your mother died, not your father, so he tears kriya again. Then he realized he tore kriya when he's sitting, and you're supposed to tear kriya when you're standing. The pasuk says vayamo David vayikras gadav, or something like that. You're supposed to tear kriya when you're standing. So Ameimar gets up and tears kriya again. That then makes it to the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Aleph. That's Sarkli Kriya. Where is it? In Sif Beis, I don't know. It says that you have to do the Kriya Mu'umad. No?
Yeah.
Sif Aleph. Sar Shikra Mu'umad and Karmi Yushav Lo Yatsa. Right? Now, the Lashon HaGemara over there is that a Meimar tore the beggar himself. That means that you're supposed to tear the beggar yourself. Don't have someone else do it for you. The Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Goyis comments that it's possible. Now, if someone else does it for you, you're not Yaitza at all. He calls it in the Jewish space Yehuda, because there's a Yisod that the Tosfos Rid has in Maseches Kedushin, that there's no shlichus on a mitzvah shebegufo. Something I'm supposed to do myself, so I can't be memana shliach. I can't be memana shliach. This would be the best thing in Judaism if you could do this. I wear tefillin for me. No? The Tosfos Rid says you can't do that. There's no shlichus on mitzvah shebegufo. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Goyis quotes in this Tshuva space Yehuda that it could be that you dafka have to tear yourself. Someone else can't tear for you because there is no inyan of shlichus at all by the kriya. That's already an interesting ha'ara. So first of all, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Goyis says that's not correct. When I say there's no inyan of shlichus at all on the mitzvah shebegufo, what that means is that a mitzvah that I have to do on my body. Tefillin has to be after lake tefillin on my body. But a mitzvah that I do big goofy on something else, avada that is minui shlichus. For example, he gives a mashal, mila. Mila is a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah as a father to be mal my son. Can you be mamana shaliach by mila? So the practice of Jews for many, many hundreds of years is that the Mayo was appointed as a shaliach of Avi HaBen to do the Mila. People recently have been getting very frum, and the Avi HaBen himself likes to do the Chaticha. The Mayo sets it up, and the Avi HaBen himself just like does the Chaticha. What's the cheshbon to Avi HaBen himself doing the chaticha? The cheshbon is that mila is a mitzvah. You can't be memana shaliachan. It's a mitzvah shebegufay. So therefore, I as the father, I as the Avi HaBen, have a chiyuv. I have to do the mila. Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Goyis writes over Rebbe Feivish. No, mila, of course there is a din of minui shlichus. I remember when I was in yeshiva, we learned mila. So when I was in yeshiva, we learned mila. So the mayo who came in to teach us the practical elements said, the Rav should say, under no circumstances do I allow the father to do the Mila, because I have seen too many botched jobs. You don't want a botched job. You should know, when I was the Rav of the Shul, I messed up one time. A father was like a mechutzef anyway. The father did the Mila for his son. I had no idea it was going to happen. And afterwards, I told the Mayo, you can't do this. You can't allow a father to do it. And like, we don't do these things. I think it's like a very bad thing to have the father try to do the Mila himself. It's not just a chumra de asura de kula. It's a chumra de asura de sakana. Right? It's like a really bad thing. The father should not do the Mila himself. So part of the cheshbon over here, Ephraim Zalman Goyis says, that the mitzvah of kriya is a mitzvah that is done on something else. So avada, there is minui shlichus. There's just no minui shlichus on the on the Hanochas Tefillin, which is a mitzvah Shebegufi. There's a Ktzais HaChoshen who writes exactly that nusach. The Ktzais writes exactly that nusach, and we say that Milsi the Meir will shayach by Mino Shlichos, that does not apply to mitzvahs that are done on something else, only applies to Hanochas Tefillin and the like, etc.
What about Ktzitzis? It's not necessarily on your go, but you're still machoyer the dollar canvas. No one else can do it for you.
Right, so the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's not on my guf, but it's a mitzvah that has to be on me. If I hang the tzitzis on the wall, so I'm a karite, and that's not the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah is that I should be lavush tzitzis.
Also, Kriyas Begadim has to be on me.
No.
The guy's not wearing a shirt.
Is he... Right, and those are the shirts hanging up, so there's no chiyuv of tearing the shirt. The shirt's on him, there's a chiyuv to tear the shirt, but over there, in other words, there's two elements, which we'll talk about in a minute. There's an element of the maisa hakriya, and there's an element of being the beged karua, which I want to talk about in 1 minute. That's like the next stage of the shtickle in Ephraim Zalman Margoliel's. Ephraim Zalman Margoliel's, by the way, was the Ravin brud, no? Reb Shlomo Kluger was a Balabasin brud. No one knew that Reb Shlomo Kluger knew how to learn. One day there's a complicated shayla. Reb Ephraim Zalman Margoliel's is like pilpulling in the shayla, and like this battle of bus, Reb Shlomo Kluger suddenly was like, no, all the matter of claim is chit chat boom. It's like, so if I'm not mistaken, they read in the Hakdom of the Chuvah Space Ephraim that he was Mikabel not to pass in the shayla afterwards until he discussed it with Reb Shlomo Kluger. You got a commentator?
Wouldn't it be different also if the mace is your father and mother versus Shabbat?
Wait. Hey, you're getting into the next stage. So Rabbi Chaim Zalman Margoliel's time is that maybe the reason why there's shlichos by Mila, but the reason why there's shlichos, excuse me, kriya, is because the mitzvah isn't to do a maisa of kriya. The mitzvah is that it should be a beged karuha. The mitzvah is to wear a ripped shirt. And because the mitzvah is to wear a ripped shirt, so therefore it doesn't matter how the shirt gets ripped. If you do it, if I do it, if Reuven does it, right? That's a mitzvah of beged karuah. So Ephraim Zalman Margoliel is right that this position is untenable because let's say Reuven is wearing, I have to be careful not to say I when I teach this stuff. Let's say Reuven is wearing a ripped shirt already and Reuven is in the room when a relative is nifter. So, of course, you have to tear. Of course, it's a maisa kriya. That's the pashtus. And I said, Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Margoliel says, you can't say this cheshbin to argue with the tshuva of the Beis Ephraim. Rebbe Soloveitchik, in his shiurim on Avelos, Rebbe Eli Konigsberg wrote up the shiurei harav on Avelos. So in Simon Lamed Zayin, he tied us that there's no din. That there's no raya from. If I'm wearing a shirt that's already ripped, the way the Rav said it is that that shirt is not a beged karua. To be a beged karua, that means it's a beged that some mitzvah of kriya took place on that beged. If a shirt is ripped, that is a beged hanikra, that is not a beged karua. Again, this is like fancy Rav one. This, but it makes a little bit, or I should say Rav terminology, but it makes a little bit of sense. The idea is that just because you're wearing a ripped shirt, of course, right? One could argue that the mitzvah is to have a beged karua, but that mitzvah to have a beged karua means a beged that there was a maisa kriya that was done on it. Based on this type of cheshbin, the Gesher HaChaim writes that there's a difference between kriya al aviv va'al imay and kriya on shar krov. And we're going to speak about like 10, 11, 12 differences between kriya al aviv va'imay and kriya on shar krov. Basically, Shulchan Aruch, I don't know, Sifyud A, Sifyud Beis, through Chaf Beis or something, is all these differences. So the din is, in Sifyud Dalet it says, 1 second, Eitan, Sifyud Dalet it says, that by other vi'imo, if you're machlof a beged toch shiva, you have to rip it again. By shar krivim, I remember I once went to visit somebody, a very erlich man, and he's sitting shiva for his brother, and he's not wearing a shirt that's ripped. So it's like, what's the pshat? Like, I'll tell you the pshat. The pshat is that by shar krivim, you can be machlof a beged toch shiva, and you don't have to tear it. That's the halacha. Right? This idea that by other ve'ima, you have to have the beged that's ripped, is that by other ve'ima, there's a requirement. Even if I'm machlof the beged, there's a requirement to wear a beged karua. That seems to be the din. But by sha'ar kreivim, there's no inyan to wear a beged karua. This concept, the difference between wearing a beged karua or not, comes up elsewhere. Let me just finish this thought. Azoy, the Minchas Chinuch and the Emek Bracha both have the following ka'ara. Like Shnei Neviim Misnabim B'Signon Echad. Now the Gemara at the beginning of the third pack of Moed Katan, the Gemara has lots of discussions about Menuda, Mitzora, and Avel. There's a lot of overlap between the dinim of someone who's a menuda, someone's a mitzora, right? In all cases, right, is it aser b'tashmish hamigda? Is there a chiyov of this, of that, of the other thing, right? The Gemara compares all of them. That is, like I'd say, the first daf and a half of the perek. The Gemara, the Emek Bracha and the Minchas Chinuch both suggest that if you read the Torah writes that the source of kriya by an avel is from the Misa of Nadav and Avihu, where the Torah says that that Aaron and Elazar and Yisamar, Banav Hanosarim, should Rashechem al Tifra'u, O Bigdechem, Lo Tifra'u, Velo Samusu, right? Meaning that don't tear kriya, right? Aaron and Elazar and Yisamar should not tear kriya on the Misa of Nadav and Avihu. That implies that everyone else should be Poreim, right? It says Bigdechem, Lo Tifra'u, right? That means you should not do the Maisa, but everyone else should do the Maisa Kriya. However, Zachim and Chaschinuch and Emek Bracha, when the Torah speaks about Mitzora, the Lashon in the Pasuk is Bigadav Yiyu Frumim, right? Bigadav Yiyu Frumim means that it's a din to wear a Beged Karua. It's not a din to do a, it's not a din to do a Maisa Kriya. There are nafgaminas in this sugya that we can allude to as we go on, but Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Goyis begins the conversation with the with his argument on this tshuva of the Beis Yehuda, etc. Eitan, I think I cut you off like 10 minutes ago.
Is there a difference between how long does a
begging karua have? Yeah, so in Se'if Gimel, it says that Teich Zayin, it has a din of a begging karua, La'achar Zayin, it doesn't. There's another opinion in the Gemara that Teich Lamed has a din of a begging karua, La'achar Lamed, it doesn't. Rav Soloveitchik, when his wife was Nifter, wore his torn shirt for all Shleishim. He felt that there's like a din of begging karua, all Shleishim. Again, the Rav was probably just not in the emotionally great place at that point. And that's why he wore the beged. The Rav Soloveitchik and his shum in Siman Lamed Zayin points out that Se'if Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, because the Machlik has seen the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and the way he understands it, again, Ayin Shum, the way he understands Machlik is Bavli and Yerushalmi, is they're arguing Gufa about this Nekuda, about whether there's a din of a Maisa Kriya, or whether there is a din that it should be a Beged Karua. We're only bringing this up because it's relevant for the Sugya of Shlichus, etc. The minhag is, which is Rebbe Ephraim Zalman Goyis's maskana, that the chevra kaddish or someone should be maskal the kriya, and then the avel should pull with his hands and finish it off. There are two reasons for this. Reason number one is you got to be really strong to rip a shirt on your own. You do it with a knife. Right? You do it with a razor. Now, taking a razor to your own neck is probably not the best idea, right? So, right, that's a practical reason. But the halachic reason why someone else does it is that in this way, you're mekayim both in yonim. You're mekayim the inyan of sheyespayesh Tvei, and the Agmas Nefesh, even though it says in the Gemara, the Agmas Nefesh is only by a cotton, but Rav Franz Almagoyes and the Pistei Tshuva, they all quote that there's a din of Agmas Nefesh by all Kriya. So that's one element. And Memela Mekayim, that when the Chevra begins the cut, and when I rip it myself, the rest of it, so then Mekayim, the mitzvah bo, Yosim Bishlucho element of the Kriya. The assumption is that the Beis Yehuda is wrong. Shlichus is Shayach, but nonetheless, the din of mitzvah bo, Yosim Bishlucho, Zicher, applies. That means that you should tear more than, you should tear a tefach yourself. That means, ultimately, that you end up with more than a tefach that is torn. No? Because first the chevra is maskil, then you tear more. We're going to have to speak in like 3 minutes. Maybe this is usher out the din of altashvis, right? Which makes it in that Rebbe Ephraim Zalmagoyis and the Pistei Tshuva, etc. If you rip too much, it could be there is a din of altashvis in that situation. Akiva?
You mentioned the salvation chronology of when.
Beged
Kamer. Basically, a Beged Kamer looks like a Beged
Nikra.
So what would be the din if using a shirt that you already did or didn't want to Kriya, unless it's like different Havel or...
Right. So again, so if the shirt already had a Maisa Kriya that's done, it has a din of a Beged Karua, but there still might be another Chiyav to tear Kriya. I once had the Shaila. I once did a Levaya. We'll talk about this. It comes up in Shulchan Aruch. I once did a Levaya of a woman. And the son is there, and the son shows up wearing a ripped jacket. Now, the son was like not the sharpest knife in the docket, but like, why are you wearing the ripped jacket? So he tells me, oh, you know what? I wore this jacket to my father's funeral. I want to wear it to my mother's funeral also. That's already a sugya that comes up in Shulchan Aruch. I never thought I'd have to encounter that one. Now, other v'imai, right? There's no hosafa, etc. You have to marfik gimel tfachem and tear again. But you'd have a beggar that's nismale kul krayim, right? Sometimes people, like the din is that when you go to see the kotel the first time, you see makam hamikdash, you tear kriya. Right, that's a din of Kriya like Ovid V'ima. You don't have to get a new shirt. You don't have to waste a shirt every time you go to the kotel more than 30 days afterwards. You can have a beget and a smell like kulo krayim. You tear here, you tear there, right? You keep on tearing. As long as you fulfill the din of the proper harchaka, etc., you can be mekayim the inyan of Kriya many times on the same shirt. Yes, sir.
But how long after Shiva? How long after that
Again, so the Din Sif Gimel sounds like anytime after Shiva is considered a Beged Karua, there still might be another Inyan of doing the Maisa Kriya. The Pashtus in Sif Gimel is that both Inyanim are true, that you have to do a Maisa Kriya, and there's another Inyan of Beged Karua. But like what we spoke about from Salavetra, to be a Beged Karua, it has to be a Beged that was torn in an appropriate way. If the beggar was just ripped on its own, that's not called the beggar karua, against the raya that Rav Ephraim Zalmagoyis wanted to bring.
With that beggar, one could see, right? They put one was wearing it 2 years later.
Yes.
They always go a little after compulsion.
So technically speaking, you might have a Maisa Kriya, and you might not need to do a full tefach or whatever, right? Because as long as you're Marchik, etc., and Avimo, you can't, it's not Bohisafa, you can't just extend the same rip. So you're move Gimel Etzba is away, and then you could tear. Gimel Etzba is the Shir Beged, the Inyan Tumah, the Shir Beged, the Chalatera Kula. Again, one could question that maybe Gimel Etzba should not be the Shir. Let's say if you have a synthetic garment, if you have like a polyester garment, that's already back to our Hilchos Nida discussions of what's considered Shir Beged. Good. So that's the beginning of Kriya, the din of the Shlichos, and how this is relevant for whether there is a Maisa Kriya or the din that the Beged should be Karua. And as we pointed out, there are three reasons for the din of Kriya: to be Mosif Tzar, to be Mafkas Tzar, or Mishum Agmas Nefesh. Agmas Nefesh, I should point out, Rashi and Yudala Ramad Beis writes, that Agmas Nefesh means that the people around you should cry. It's not for the you yourself. Sar means that you yourself. Lavam sof shakai. Agmas nefesh the pshat is a cut in the karen oisai. Mishum agmas nefesh. That means that the people around him should cry. The Taz there in Se'if Chav Zayin, the Taz writes that in the Beis Yosef, they quote the Ritz Geis, the Katan Mekarnas, Mishum Agmas Nefesh, is only a Katan Shalom Higi Alachinach, but a Katan who's Higi Alachinach, so then you have to do a full Kriya. The Taz understands, so what the Ritz Geis means is that a Katan Shigi Alachinach, there's a ingin of avelos for also. That mishum chinuch is an ingin of avelos. That's why the Taz says it. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef argues on the Taz. And the Shach in Nekudas HaKesef writes that no, when we say there's a difference between a katin shigia l'chinuch or lehigia l'chinuch, that's only like ingin kriya. The inyan the kriya, that means a katan shalahi gialachinuch, you rip mishum agmas nefesh. That means you have to do a tiny rip. You don't have to do a tefach. You don't have to follow all the halachas of kriya per se. Once a katan is gialachinuch, so then you have to rip in a way that you fulfill the inyan of kriya properly. But the Shach says there's absolutely no inyan of avelos at all on the katan. The raya is the Feirush and Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see this in the Shin Sadi above that there's a discussion about what happens if you become a gadol ba'emsa shiva. Right? What happens? It's like the same shah that everyone talks about this time of year, no? A katan shehigdil b'meisir esa aymer. Katan shehigdil b'emsa hashiva. So what's the din in that case? This is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Maharam of Wittenberg, and the Shach asks a stira, if you're putter at the beginning, can you become chayiv later on? Right, that's a whole discussion, but the pashtus is that there is no din of chinuch on avelos at all against the Taz. The Taz says it is chinuch on avelos. The Shach has a gevaldik araya from Simon Shin Sadibo that there's no inyan of chinuch by avelos. I'm pretty sure that Rav Schechter said that the pshat's azoy. That chinuch means that you're supposed to train somebody to do mitzvahs that they'll do later on. The person's going to shake lulav later on. So you train the person to do it. You want to make sure you do it properly. But avelos is something that's out of the ordinary. It's not in the normal course of events. Ideally, people wouldn't die. So therefore, maybe there's no inyan of chinuch on avelos. This is relevant also. Can I feed my kids chicken nuggets during the 9 days? No? It's a common shaila. You feed your kids chicken nuggets during the 9 days. So some say maybe there's a difference between avelos of the tzibur and avelos of a yachid. Maybe there's no chinuch, we pass like the shach. There's no inyan of chinuch by avelos. Kriya l'chud and avelos l'chud. By kriya, there is an inyan of chinuch, once it's tigi al chinuch. By avelos, there's no chinuch at all. What about avelos shel tzibur? Right? Does a kid wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av or not? So first of all, you know, you have to figure out which elements of Tisha B'Av are Midine Avelos, which are Midine Inui. No? On Yom HaKippur, I also don't wear shoes. Right? It's not a din of Avelos. It's a din of Inui. So Reb Volvel in the Sefer has a whole discussion about Inyanei Tisha B'Av. What's Midine Inui? What's Midine Avelos? Some of the Achronim speak about how feeding your children chicken nuggets during the 9 days is relevant to the Shaila, as to whether there is chinuch on avelos, and they distinguish between avelos of the tzibur and avelos of the yachid. But the pashtus is this whole shtickle Torah is betalos yisoda, because we're learning Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra Daf Samach writes that at the zman of the Churban Habayis, the people Shabbat Osa Adar said, "Listen, how could we eat any meat anymore? The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. How can you have meat? How can you have wine anymore? There used to be nesachim agabei mizbeach. There used to be karbanos." So the Chachama argued. They said, "One second. You can tell me that you can't even drink water anymore because they had nisach hamayim in the Beis Hamikdash. There's davashin atzir bichol lamadol, etc. Memelo didn't make the gezerah. Well, on a fundamental level, bizmanenu, mitzad korban habayis, we should feel like we can't drink wine, we should feel like we can't eat meat. As such, what emerges is that not drinking wine and eating meat during the 9 days is because, you know, for this 1 week, we keep the din the way it should be. And this din has nothing to do with avelos. Haraya, a regular avel, is supposed to eat meat and drink wine. No? There's no iser for an avel to drink wine. Adrabi, the Gemara Ksuba speaks about how many kosos of yayin the avel drinks, no? I remember when Rav Schechter was in Avelos, so he sent Rabbi Willig out Dafka to buy him a salami right after the Levaya was over, because he felt he Dafka wanted to eat meat. And Oyinein is also to eat meat, but an Avel can eat meat. So Dafka, to show that he should, so Dafka went out to buy a salami. I guess you like salami, I don't know. But Dafka, to show that, that's why... Okay, so let's go on now. In terms of the dinim of Kriya, we pass in Kriya Lachod and Avelos Lachod. What's the cheshbon for that? So the Ramban on Daf Samach Gimel in the Torah Sodom, the Ramban says that maybe the cheshbon is because Kriya is in Doraisa. And Avelos is a din drabbanon. That's a sheet of the Ravid. The Russian Simon Gimel quotes this from the Ravid. And the reason for this is because the Gemara has a lashon, Avel shelo parah v'lo parah mischayif misa. If an Avel doesn't tear kriya, ichayif misa. Chayif misa, am I chayif misa? Right? It's a din drabbanon. So the teretz is, no, kriya is a chiyuv d'oraisa of the Ravid. The Rabbi says Kriya is Deraisa, and that would be a reason why Avelos Lachud and Kriya Lachud, because Avelos, the Pashtas, according to Avelos, according to at least half of the Rishonim, is entirely a Din Drabbanon. Certainly an Avel after Yom Rishon is Drabbanon. So Avelos is Drabbanon, Kriya is a Din Deraisa. So it could be that there's no Chiyav of Chinuch, right, for Avelos, but it is a Chiyav of Chinuch for Kriya, because Kriya is on the fundamental level Deraisa. That's what the Ravid says, and that's the Shita that the Ramban quotes. But the Rush disagrees with that Ravid, and the Ramban disagrees with the Shita, and they assume that Kriya itself is Kalkulo Midrabanan. We don't follow the Ravid, we paskin that Kriya is Drabanan. Taisvis, there in Chof Dalet, writes that even though the Gemara says Echayiv Misa, it doesn't mean that Kriya is a din d'oraisa. The Gemara in Erevin and elsewhere has an expression that ha'over al divrei sofer is chayiv misa. So it's a din d'rabbanan. Now, this of course raises another question. How come the Gemara is saying avil shel parav lo parav is chayiv misa? Just say over al divrei sofer is chayiv misa. How's that reason? Okay, I don't know. But that's the way the Balei HaTosfos understand the halacha, that Kriya is a din d'rabbanan. The Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that we paskin that Kriya is a din d'rabbanan. And Se'if Lamed, we have a case about a katan that you're not sure if it's kol lo chadashav, lo kol lo chadashav, and the katan dies, toch lamed yam. So the din is that there is no Kriya on this katan. It's a suffix. Is it kol lo chadashav or not? If it's kol lo chadashav, so then the kid is considered bar kayoma. The kid's a bar kayoma. So then, obviously, there's a din of kriya, etc. If the kid's not a bar kayoma, so then there's no din of kriya. If it's a suffik, so the din in Shulchan Aruch is that you don't tear kriya. That shows me that kriya is a din, derabanan, that we don't pass on like this Ravid. For some reason, the Sefer Gesher Achayim, he writes that if a kid dies toich lamed, not only is there no kriya, but there's no bracha dayin ha-emes. I wanted to speak to Rav Schechter about this morning. It seems to me this is incorrect. The dayin ha-emes, we recite the Mishnah tells me on Shmuel Asra'os also. If a kid dies toich lamed, it's a Shmuel Ra'a. I mean, I've dealt with people. I told them. I didn't know this Gesher Achayim. I've told people that, like, they ask, like, what's a ritual to do, like when you lose a pregnancy? Or some, I think, like we're saying, Dayan HaEmes is appropriate, no? The Gesher HaChaim writes, not to say Dayan HaEmes, if the kid dies, Toch Lamed Yayin. So that's one din of, that's one din that we pass from Kriya as Drabon. There's another din where this issue of Kriya being Drabonon comes up, and that's in Shulchan Aruch Seif Chaf Ches. The Yerushalmi writes, if someone is Koreya of a Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos, but you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya. But if you do Kriya on a Chalok Gozel, if you do Kriya on a shirt that's stolen, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya. Ma Bein Zel is that? What's the difference between the two? So Yerushalmi writes, a lashon of Taman Ihu Ka'avan Isura, that by Shabbos, the Isur is on the Gavra, as opposed to by the Kriya on the Chaluk Gazel, which is in on the Chafza, which Lacha'ura is the regular sugya at the beginning of Parak Lulav HaGazel called Mitzvah Bavavera. Right? Mitzvah Bavavera, Lulav HaGazel, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Lulav with Mitzvah Bavavera. Right? If you tear Kriya on the Beger HaGazel, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriya. The Shach writes not only a Beger HaGazel, the Shach in Se'if Katan Lamed writes, that even if you're a Shayol Shalemidas, right, the din in Shulchan Aruch is a person borrows a shirt from somebody. People used to do this, like when they go to the kotel. Can I borrow your shirt? Can I put your shirt on? And that like gets you out of the din of Kriya. That's really not proper, right? There's really a mitzvah to tear Kriya when we see the Malkam HaMikdash, right? So you should tear Kriya, right? It increases the Agmas Nefesh. It's proper to do. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you tear Kriya on the Chalut Gozo, you're not Mekayim, the Shachrites, even the Shayol Shalemidas, if I borrow the shirt and I tear Kriya on your shirt without permission, everything Gazlin, so I am not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriya. The Gesher HaChayim in Chelak Beis Simin Yutas, Chelak Beis are like his Truvis, he's bothered by Akash. He says, you know what, the Shagasai Yapaskins in the number of Truvis, and the din mitzvah of Avera only applies on a Avera min HaTayra. It doesn't apply on an Avera midrabonon. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. If a person is Mekayim, the mitzvah of matzah, with tevel hatovel midrabanan. No? When it's like tevel midrabanan. Let's say min hatoyer has to be dagan tirish and yitzar to be chayim trumas and maizers. But trumas peiris, yeah, is only drabanan. So tevel hatovel midrabanan. Right? So Rashi writes, it's still the mitzvah of Avera. The Bali Ataisis and Psachim in many places, they argue with that Rashi. They assume there's no mitzvah of Avera on an Isser Dirabonon, or in a Chafza, which is Osir Midrabonon, there's no din of mitzvah of Avera. So therefore the Gesher HaChaim is bothered by this Kasha. He says, I don't understand. How could it be that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya? If it's a Beged that's Gozel, right? The din is that Kriya is a din Drabonon. By a mitzvah Drabonon, I don't say mitzvah haba ba'avera. Right? The Shagasai discussed about by mitzvah Drabonon and by avera Drabonon. You don't say mitzvah haba ba'avera. The assumption is that the two are the same. So that's already a strong kasha. So Rabbi Michal Tchinsky writes that he discussed this with one of the boys in yeshiva. I think he was the mashkiach in Eitz Chaya, no? In like the elementary school there in Yerushalayim. I think that's what Rabbi Yechiel Michal was. No, the mashkiach was Rabbi Levine. This is a good elementary school, no? Mashkiach is Rabbi Levine. I think Yechiel Michal is just a Rebbe there or something. So he says he discussed it with somebody, and they said maybe the din of Kriya is that it's supposed to be tsar, like we pointed out at the beginning of this year today. And for tsar, it has to be my beged. And there's a raya from the pasuk, big dechem leitifreimu. It's got to be your beged. Meaning to say, I don't feel bad if I tear someone else's beged. I feel bad if I tear my beged. So Ken said, I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya, not because I'm pulling mitzvah bavaveras and drabanans. No, but because the inyan of Kriya is that, what's it called? The inyan of Kriya is it should be a my beged. The last issue that's relevant for this is the sugya of whether there's bal tashbis, if you tear too much. Now, the Achrayim will say there is bal tashbis. In the Ramon Simon Tuf Beis, it sounds like Tuf Beis if Dalid, it sounds like you don't tear Kriya, but Makim She'im Lekra, Asr Lahachmir Al Atzma Lekra, right? Tov Beisif Dalin, it's also to take Kriya, Pashtus is that's Baal Tashkas. Now, this is not so posh as Baal Tashkas at all. We mentioned earlier the sugya of a Meimar, that a Meimar, they tell him your father died, your mother died, right? He tore B'miyushav, so he had to tear again. Right? He had to tear again. He stood up and tore again. So does that mean that you're not Makai in the midst of Kriya B'miyushav? That's what the Ramban Paskins, that's what the Rush Paskins. But the Ravid Paskins, you are Makai in the midst of Kriya B'miyushav. If you're sitting, you tear Kriya, you are Makai in the mitzvah. So how come a Meimar tore Kriya? The answer is he was Machmir al-Atmos of the Ravid. Machmir al-Atmai! You're Machmir to violate an Isra Baal Tashkas. What's the pshat? How do you do that? Now, if you tear, when it's unnecessary, that's an inyan of Baal Tashkas. So it's very hard to answer this kasha. It's a very stark kasha. So Chacham Avad Yosef writes in the Chazon Avadya, page 221-222, he writes a zoi, that maybe the pshat is that it's a din of essay daicha lais assay. Maybe the assay of Kriya is daicha the lav of Baal Tashkas. According to the Ravid, the Zichar makes sense because the Ravid holds Kriya's Doraisa and it's Deicha the Isra Baal Tashkas, which is Doraisa. But if you hold that Kriya's Drabbanon, since the Chacham Avadya, you have to hold the Baal Tashkas is also Drabbanon, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, that the din of Baal Tashkas min HaTorah is only when you cut down an eitz maichol. No? That's what the Torah writes in Parsha Shoftim. Well, Tashkas is eitzah. No, it doesn't mean don't destroy ideas. But Tashkas says that means don't destroy the trees of a city. So again, this is some of the sugyas, but basically the shayla as to whether Kriya's Doraisa or Kriya's Drabbanon is relevant for Se'if Lamed in terms of the suffix. It's relevant for the Din of Mitzvah of HaVeira, and it's also relevant for the Baal Tashkas shayla that comes up and the Parish of the Ravid. So again, Clive, we can't have Shir on Sunday, but you should have a good Shabbos, and thank you for listening. Have a great day.